Liars and Thieves by Stephen Kuntz. Chapter 1. When Dorsey O'Shea walked into the lock shop that morning in October, I was in the back room trying to figure out how to pick the new high-security Cooper locks. I saw her through the one-way glass that separated the workshop from the retail space. My partner, Willie the Wire, was waiting on a customer. I don't think Willie recognized her at first. It had been 2 years since Dorsey and I were a number. She had changed her hair, and as I recall, he had only met her on one or two occasions. But he remembered her as soon as she said his name and asked for me. Willie was noncommittal. He knew I was in the back room. "How long's it been, Dorsey?"
"I really need to see Carmelini," she said forcefully.
"You're the third hot woman this week who's told me that."
"I want his number, Willie."
"Does he still have your phone number?" That was when I stepped through the shop door and she saw me. She was tall, with great bones and skin like cream. "Hey, Dorsey."
"Tommy, I need to talk to you."
"Come on back." She came around the counter and preceded me through the doorway to the shop. I confess, I watched. Even when she wasn't trying, her hips and bottom moved in very interesting ways. But all that was past, I told myself with a sigh. She had ditched me, and truth be told, I didn't want her back. Too much maintenance. In the shop, she looked around curiously at the tools, locks, and junk strewn everywhere. Willie wasn't a neat workman, and I confess, I'm also kind of messy. She fingered some of the locks, then focused her attention on me.
"I remembered that you were a part owner in this place, so I thought Willie might know where to find you."
Inducing him to tell you would have been the trick. Obviously, Dorsey had not considered the possibility that Willie might refuse to tell her whatever she asked.